You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. A state policy meant to balance conservation and development is causing big controversy in Livermore. Now, development and conservation are often at odds. The Bay Area is home to a wealth of plants and animals, but there's also a huge housing shortage. So what happens when there's impasse? Well, the state's policy is to compromise. Allow developers to build on land where endangered plants and animals live, so long as they promise to buy and protect land with those same species somewhere else. But a Livermore citizens group says that policy doesn't do enough to protect these endangered species. They've filed a lawsuit that could block one development project there, and it raises larger questions about the policy itself. KALW's Corey Suzuki has more.
I'm out in the hills between Dublin and Livermore with Marcia Grefsrud, an environmental scientist with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
We might be hopping the fence.
This place is part of a conservation site for some local endangered species like the California tiger salamander. They're small brown amphibians with bright yellow spots, but we don't see any here today.
They're underground in the grassland here, which we look around and you could see, you don't see anything. It doesn't look like there's anything out there, but there's all this life.
As the salamanders grow up, they move out of the wetlands and into the foothills and grasslands. And they're an important part of the ecosystems here and in those areas.
And salamanders are helpful because they prey on all these wide variety of insects and to help minimize crop damages and damages to other things. They keep the ecosystem in balance along with all the other species that are in there.
But now, California tiger salamanders are disappearing. Populations are in decline across California, and the species is listed as endangered by state and federal agencies. That's because of a lot of things, like pollution, climate change, and other factors. But their main threat is development. I'm standing on a quiet suburban street in Livermore. At the end of the road, the asphalt becomes a dirt trail leading up to some wetlands and a big golden hill. This land is home to a group of tiger salamanders and other endangered species. And developer Lafferty Communities plans to build 42 sprawling, Tuscan-styled houses right on this hillside. This land is zoned residential, and it's privately owned, so it's legal to build here. But these salamanders have been protected by state law since 2010. So the city of Livermore says the project can only go forward on one condition. Lafferty has to preserve a similar amount of healthy tiger salamander habitat somewhere else. Lafferty Communities didn't respond to a request for comment, but I did speak to Steve Stewart, Livermore's planning manager. Steve oversees development in Livermore, and this kind of trade, where developers protect one place where endangered species live so they can build on another, is called compensatory mitigation. It's a key part of California's conservation laws, and Steve is all for it.
I don't know if there's a better way to do it. I mean, it seems to, you know, the planning and environmental professionals in the business are doing the best that we can with the resources and tools we have to try and have meaningful regional conservation.
Compensatory mitigation is supposed to be a last resort. Killing members of an endangered species should only happen when it's unavoidable. And in this case, a Livermore citizens group called Save the Hill believes there may be other, better options, and that the compensation being offered by the developer isn't enough. So they're suing the city of Livermore to block this project from going forward.
Our argument is that in approving the development, the city failed to really evaluate and consider the impacts.
That's Jessica Bloom, an environmental attorney working with Save the Hill.
The environmental review focused almost exclusively on impacts to endangered species during development, but not on impacts once this pristine, hilly land is converted into basically a concrete jungle.
Jessica says the hill Lafferty wants to develop is part of a larger ecosystem. The land around the hill is also home to other endangered species. And Jessica says that preserving land somewhere else won't offset the full impact of Lafferty's development here.
It's not a compensatory act, it's a capitulation. It certainly won't be able to serve the same number of animals and provide the same level of habitat as it would have otherwise.
Save the Hills case is in the early stages of litigation in the Alameda County Superior Court, and ultimately, it may not succeed in stopping this development. But Jessica says the lawsuit is about more than this one project. It's also about a larger debate over this approach to conservation.
This should spark a broader conversation about the value of compensatory mitigation, when those compensatory lands are not equal to what's being lost.
Compensatory mitigation has created a lot of protected land for endangered species, but it also allows for the deaths of members of those species and the loss of important habitats. And that raises the question of which is more important, development or conservation? It's a hard question to answer, especially here in the Bay Area, where the need for housing continues to conflict with the need to protect the environment. From Livermore, I'm Corey Suzuki for Cross Currents.
Alameda County Superior Court will review the case against the city of Livermore this Friday, August 30th. Go to KALW.org for more information.